Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Polly Rulin of the Cattlemen's Beef Board. We're back with Polly after this. Wheat Watch 2013, a service of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. Extension small grain specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards believes that if you've been a wheat producer utilizing duster in recent years, you may want to be thinking about a son of duster in the future, Gallagher. It looks mighty good.
Gallagher is the closest thing we've ever had to a true duster replacement because it grazes like duster, it'll outproduce duster in terms of forage production, Hessian fly resistance, acid soil tolerance. So everything that duster has with better disease resistance and improved seed size, improved yield potential. So if you're a duster guy, I would really keep my eye on Gallagher in the coming years as something to replace those duster acres.
You'll be able to watch it perform at a wheat variety trial plot location close to you this spring. Those trial plots are sponsored in part by the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer. She's the chief executive officer of the Cattlemen's Beef Board. Polly Rulin says that building demand for beef is clearly one of the goals of the Dollar Head Beef Checkoff, but that goal often, she says, is misunderstood. Rulin gives us an idea of what she considers is the right view of beef consumption.
Demand is not consumption. Now, I'm no economist. That's the disclaimer right up front. But I will tell you, beef demand is commonly confused with beef consumption, although the two are very different. And here's what I like to say. Simply put, you can't eat what you don't make. So consumption is a measure of what we eat. It's a measure of inventory in our business. Domestic production and imported supply of beef and beef products divided by the number of people eating. So if that's the definition of consumption, what happens when supply decreases?
And Rulin says you've got to consider beef demand in context with how many pounds of beef you've got available. For example, right now we're in a fairly low supply situation.
In demand, prices adjust to clear the market, whatever the supply. So if consumers are willing to pay more, the market reflects that in demand, regardless of what the supply is doing. Does that make sense? Price adjusts to clear the market. So even when volume is low, as it is now, and through the next year or two at least, we expect, demand and strength, the strength of demand can grow. Demand can grow when supply is low, and that's what we're seeing right now. I understand demand is up 2%, even though prices are up, because prices are up, in a low supply situation.
So coming down to that bottom line, accomplishing the goals of the Dollar Head Beef Checkoff, according to Polly Rulin, is to care more about demand rather than simply beef consumption.
The key about demand is that it's all about the consumer, right? Beef demand goes beyond a simple quantity and measures consumer desirability and consumer preference. Those are two things the checkoff knows very, very well, beef desirability and consumer preference for our product. The economy plays a factor, right? We can't control the economy. We probably can't control disposable income, but we can influence consumers' desire to pay more for our product, thereby supporting and maybe even growing demand in a time when we have little product to offer them and prices are high.
Polly Rulin with the Cattlemen's Beef Board. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The Hall Coyote Hills Ranch, all black, all pulled bull sale, will be here before you know it, Saturday, March 9th at the ranch, Chattanooga, Oklahoma. Selling 100 black pulled bulls, limousine and limflex, including 80 fall yearlings, 10 purebreds, 70 limflex, 20 spring yearlings, and more. For more information and a sale catalog, give them a call, 580-597-3006, or go online to hallchr.com. The Hall Coyote Hills Ranch, all black, all pulled bull sale, Saturday, March 9th at the ranch, Chattanooga, Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.